Chapter 2. Cross Creek. Home at last. Rawlings fell in love with the land. It felt familiar. Cross Creek brought back memories of summers on Rawlings' grandparents' farm. Cross Creek was a special place. Deer, bobcats, snakes, and rabbits roamed free. Rawlings' imagination came to life. She wrote about the people of Cross Creek and things that happened there. Rawlings felt that one day Cross Creek might be gone. It was her responsibility to preserve it. She made sure Cross Creek lived forever in her stories. Feature Box. The Yearling. In 1939, Rawlings won the Pulitzer Prize for her book, The Yearling. The Yearling is about a boy in Cross Creek who finds a yearling, a baby deer. Winning the Pulitzer Prize was a great honor. The book was made into a movie. This photo is from the movie. Rawlings' stories about Cross Creek made people aware of its value. It inspired people to find ways to conserve the area. After Rawlings died in 1953, Cross Creek became part of a national forest. The farm where Rawlings lived and worked became a state park. Today, ducks and chickens roam among the orange trees, just as they did when Rawlings lived there. Today, thanks to the conservation efforts of many people, Cross Creek is almost the same as when Marjorie Kinnon Rawlings lived there.